Dinosaur fossils, are they all a fraud? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Ken, is it true that some people still don't believe in dinosaurs, that they never existed?
Yes, and I find it amazing. In fact, after one of my seminars, a woman came up to me and told me, I don't believe in dinosaurs, and she was a pastor's wife. So I asked her, well, what do you do when you walk into a museum and see all those dinosaur fossils? She replied, I tell my children they're all frauds. You know, it's sad. This woman believes the Bible, but she's missing a very important point. The way to fight the evolutionists in their millions of years is not to deny what's obvious. Instead, we need to begin with the Bible's view of biology, history, and look for answers starting there. You see, everything in the world, including the so-called mystery of dinosaurs, makes sense if we begin with the Bible. The book of Genesis says God created the land animals on day six. So dinosaurs were created then, the same day as man. And later, Genesis says Noah's flood wiped out all the land animals, and that would explain most dinosaur fossils. And since dinosaurs no longer exist, they must have died out after the flood, as they were on board Noah's ark like the other land animals. No, they're not frauds. Let's take God's word as we should.
Dinosaurs did not die out millions of years before man. For what real science and the Bible say about dinosaurs, read Ken Ham's fascinating booklet. It's free and available at AnswersRadio.com.